WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
Massive fire, Dragnet. I'm Elliot Francis. Authorities in London this morning are investigating the cause of a deadly fire that engulfed a 24-story apartment building overnight. Reid Binion reports.
I have over 200 of my firefighters and officers attending this incident.
London fire officials reacting to the massive deadly blaze that engulfed an apartment high-rise Wednesday. The fire spreading quickly through the 24-story West London apartment block. Witnesses describing people leaping from the burning building.
It was crazy. So people jumping out the window.
Area hospitals taking in dozens of patients. Officials releasing a statement saying the tower, built in the 70s, had been undergoing major refurbishment. I'm Reid Binion.
Authorities report an undetermined number of fatalities. Well, an intense manhunt is underway for two prisoners after they shot and killed two correctional officers on a transport bus Tuesday morning in central Georgia. Police searching for Donnie Rowe and Ricky Du Bois. I'm Elliot Francis. Jurors returned this morning for another day of deliberation in the Bill Cosby sexual assault trial.
After more than 12 hours of deliberations here at Montgomery County Court in Norristown, Pennsylvania, the jury called it a night. When they came back into the courtroom, they looked serious and exhausted. The judge tried to interject some humor, and they just weren't having it. They'll come back in the morning and resume deliberations. Throughout the day, they had some questions for the judge, a definition of what it meant for Andrea Constand to be administered narcotics without her knowledge. They asked for readback of testimony from a detective who took the first police report from Andrea Constand in Canada, and they asked for a reading of Bill Cosby's sworn deposition from the 2005 civil case. Steve Kastenbaum in Norristown, Pennsylvania.
The U.S. Geological Survey reporting a magnitude 6.9 earthquake reported 5 miles southwest of Tumulco, Guatemala. And Republican Ed Gillespie narrowly won his party's nomination for Virginia governor. Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam won the Democratic nomination. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Well, the contest for the Republican nomination for Virginia governor ended up being tighter than expected, and it may not be over.
At one point last night, just 881 votes separated Corey Stewart and Ed Gillespie. This morning, that number is 4,323. The Associated Press and others called the race for Gillespie.
I do accept the Republican Party of Virginia's nomination to be governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia.
But Corey Stewart's campaign spokesman Noel Fritch tells WMAL they're not conceding.
You know, Corey's just now getting started draining the swamp, and I think a recount would be right in line with draining of the swamp.
Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And you can see last night's speeches by Corey Stewart and Ed Gillespie at WMAL.com. Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam has won the Democratic nomination for governor.
Are you ready to win in November?
Yeah!
Are you ready to keep Virginia blue?
Yeah!
Are you ready to make Virginia bluer?
Yeah!
Are you ready to win back the House of Delegates this year?
Yeah!
That's what it's all about.
Northam defeated former Congressman Tom Perriello, who had the backing of Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. State Senator Jill Vogel won the GOP nomination for Lieutenant Governor. Attorney Justin Fairfax won the Democratic nomination. UVA student Otto Warmbier has arrived back home in Ohio after being released by North Korea, where he was serving a 15-year prison term. His parents say he's been in a coma for a year while in North Korean captivity. And a French historian has been charged with stealing artifacts from the National Archives and selling them on eBay. Prosecutors say 32-year-old Antonin DeHaze, who lives in College Park, stole dog tags from U.S. servicemen whose planes had crashed in World War II. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,328, the NASDAQ at 6,220. Sports, the Nats snap their losing streak with a big win over Atlanta. The Orioles lose their sixth in a row. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Not long ago, we celebrated our 25th anniversary as a firm dedicated to, as many of you have heard, helping guys through one of the most difficult and crucial times in their lives. Starting out in 1990, my wife and I didn't realize that our mission would grow to include hundreds of attorneys, serving tens of thousands of guys across America and now in England. And though I'm proud of our growth, I'm most proud of the values that are the foundation of our success. And while it's true that Cordell & Cordell has aggressively defended guys facing divorce, the cornerstone of our practice, we've also encouraged reconciliation where possible. The fact is, we're proud to be the partner that guys can count on when the partner partner they hope for let them down.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
66 commuters both inside and outside the Beltway. Boy, we're off to a good start. Nice and quiet, actually, around the entire region. The Beltway, Virginia, Maryland, 270. Heading through town, 295. Southeast-Southwest Freeway with no early troubles. In fact, watching at the Wilson Bridge, crossing in either direction with your travel lanes open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good chance we'll get some wet weather today. Try to break the heat. 95 hot ones yesterday. Believe it or not, one shy of tying the record, so no record high. Today, clouds gathering and very warm to start. This afternoon, 87. Scattered storms come in through this evening. They considerably cloudy overnight, 68. Clouds go away to some sunshine tomorrow, 83. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 71 in Burke, 74 in Gaithersburg, 80 degrees in Washington. Several people are dead and more than 50 injured in a fire in a 24-story apartment building in West London. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning, 507 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Wednesday morning. Primary day yesterday in Virginia. The word is Ralph Northam, Ed Gillespie have won. Corey Stewart has other things to say about that. We'll talk about that today. Right now, though, let me tell you what's coming up here on Mornings on the Mall. Cal Thomas joins us at 6:35. He's a columnist and author, and he's always a great guest. It'll be good to hear from him. Dr. Stephen Farnsworth will be joining us at 7:35 to discuss these Virginia primaries I just mentioned yesterday. And then David Drucker stops by at 8:05 to talk about Jeff Sessions, who testified yesterday and had the world's attention and definitely had our attention. My name is Vince Colonnay, sitting alongside Mary Walter this morning. Mary, good morning.
Good morning. So something happened yesterday. There was another testimony. Another hearing.
Jeff Sessions rocking it yesterday, trying to defend his honor after he was so viciously attacked by both James Comey and continuously by Democrats.
It was amazing to watch. There were parts where I was having a hard time staying awake. I was just waiting for them to ask a question about Russia. This is why they do not broadcast fishing on television, because watching the Democrats fish yesterday, trying to find a gotcha, was painful and boring. It really, truly was. And God bless Jeff Sessions for keeping his cool. But he did. He gets a little feisty, which was pretty interesting to see when he was getting some questions. And Kamala Harris drove me crazy because she wouldn't let him answer questions and she just kept pummeling him. But that was one thing that really bothered me, was the questions about everything but Russia. I'm like, what does this have to do with finding out if the United States colluded with Russia?
Right.
This has nothing to do with that. I think we already know there was no collusion. And Jeff Sessions lost it at one point, and what did he call it, a despicable lie?
Yeah, he called it a despicable lie. Let me see here if we have it. I know we've got this audio here, so we'll be playing some, all of it for you this morning.
Whether you want to hear it or not.
and he was upset about it, and I think rightfully so. We said yesterday that he needed to come out and be forceful. If he was going to do this at all, if he was going to present himself at all in public, he needed to be forcefully on attack in order to rebut these charges. Let's go to cut five, Mike. This is him talking about not colluding with the Russians at all.
Are you willing to sit here and tell the American people, unfiltered by what the media is going to put out, that you participated in no conversations of any kind where there was collusion between the Trump campaign and any other foreign government?
I can say that absolutely, and I have no hesitation to do so.
So Jeff Sessions be like, look, on the core question, the one that we were, that was basically, that should have been the entire hearing, by the way. That should have just been, okay, thanks. Thank you, Attorney General Sessions. It was nice having your testimony. That was the core question. We wanted to know, did you collude with the Russians? You said no. That's it. That's everything we were after.
It was just ridiculous. But we want to also, we want to hear from you. We want you to jump in here as well. Did you see it the way we saw it? Were there parts of this that you thought were fantastic? Because I think there were parts of this, the testimony yesterday, where I thought Jeff Sessions just really spanked some of these senators. And there were parts of it that were very frustrating to me. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. We would love to find out what your impression of this entire thing was. I also want to go to some of the audio here. Mike, if you could get cut 12 ready. We had Senator Cotton yesterday, and he's a little bit further down the line, so it took a while for them to get to him. But the exchange with Senator Cotton, I thought, really just put a fine point on this entire circus.
Have you ever, in any of these fantastical situations, heard of a plot line so ridiculous that a sitting United States senator and an ambassador of a foreign government colluded at an open setting with hundreds of other people to pull off the greatest caper in the history of espionage?
Thank you for saying that, Senator Cotton. It's just like through the looking glass. I mean, what is this? I explained how, in good faith, I said I had not met with Russians because they were suggesting I, as a surrogate, had been meeting continuously with Russians. I said I didn't meet with them. And now, the next thing you know, I'm accused of some reception, plotting some sort of influence campaign for the American election. It's just beyond my capability to understand, and I really appreciate, Mr. Chairman, the opportunity at least to be able to say publicly, I didn't participate in that and know nothing about it.
This is ridiculous.
This is the senator.
This is a bad spy novel.
Yeah, the senator from Mobile, Alabama, was coordinating with the Russian government to undermine America.
In a room with, and there was actually a receipt. We found out there was a receiving line, so they went down the line like at a wedding.
You know,
so how they plotted the overthrow of America on a receiving line with dozens of other people in the room? This is sheer insanity. Here's my question: where are the Republicans on this? Why are we doing this? We control the House. We control the both houses. We control the White House. Why is this charade still going on? That's my. I don't understand. Do you know the answer to that?
Why the Republicans are continuing along with this?
Yes,
because they're always sort of cowed into doing it. They got that one. It's the press at large. Everywhere they go, every newspaper they read, it's all. You need to be focused on this fight. So Republicans will, I think, always sort of bow to that pressure ultimately and be like, okay, I'm going to pay at least lip service to it. And we're going to entertain hearings on it. Because in this case, they're sort of being just honest brokers. They're saying, okay, you think this is a big issue? Let's go ahead. Let's solve it. Let's get to the bottom of it. But the problem is, that, as you're noting, they're becoming a vehicle for nonsense to advance. They're allowing their calendars to be filled with all sorts of things that are precluding them from focusing on passing legislation. And instead, we constantly get this Russia investigation, which it's getting sickening to the extent to which you have to note it's yielded nothing. It's yielded nothing. It's yielded nothing. What did it yield? Oh, nothing. So far, we have nothing. We have no evidence. After all this time, and Jeff Sessions goes up there to answer questions about what? I can barely remember a conversation I had with you on the radio last week, and this is what we're supposed to do. And he's running into people at events. He's a United States senator. He's associated with the Trump campaign. That's about as famous as Jeff Sessions has ever gotten was last year during that campaign. Can you imagine how many people are coming up to him, not only trying to like leave an impression, but to just shake his hand so they could tell other people they did? So, you know what I mean? And so at the end of it, now he's going to come back and before Congress testify under oath, what were the contents of your conversation when that guy met you as you left the dais? What? I think I met him. I don't know. I would love to be honest with you. But how many thousands of conversations did Jeff Sessions have that looked exactly like this during that time frame?
Yeah, during the entire thing, I was just wondering, why is this Sessions and Trump? Why is this not Lynch and Hillary? I don't understand why the Republicans are allowing this to happen and not allowing, not going after some kind of investigation into what Comey said about Lynch, telling him to call it a matter instead of an investigation to help with help the Democrats. Where's that investigation? I can't. I get so worked up. All right, all of a sudden we got a bunch of phone calls here, so we will we'll take those coming up.
We'll
let you vent. 888-630-9625.
You should vent away, please. It's 5:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland commuters, Route 5 Branch Avenue. If you're heading toward Clinton, east direction, really, Route 5 at Surratt's Road. Problems with the signal lights there. Crews are alerted, but do watch coming up to that intersection. Treat as a four-way stop, Route 5 at Surratt's Road. Otherwise, really off to a nice quiet start. Not too much to tell you about. You know, that's always good. Virginia, Maryland Beltway, good. 270 between Frederick and the Beltway with travel lanes reported open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today it's going to be some scattered thunderstorms, a high of 87 degrees. Tonight we'll have considerable cloudiness. That's what it says in front of me. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, low of 68. And then Thursday it'll be mostly cloudy skies early with partly, which will become partly cloudy later in the day, and a high of 83. Right now in the nation's capital, 80 degrees, 516 on WMAL.
It's going to make some financial advisors squirm in their seats, but you're going to love it. Listen to Rod Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
All right, Jeff Sessions testifying yesterday. Got a little testy at points. And ultimately answered the core question. Again, did you collude with the Russians? No. Case closed. There was a lot also said about the fact that he wasn't forthcoming about the detailed conversations he had with President Trump. He refused several times to give accountings for that, saying, look, I shouldn't do that. These are privileged conversations, and I can't get out ahead of the president about releasing the details of our private conversations unless he wants to. So I'm not going to share those details unless I find out that that's the kind of thing he'd like to share in public.
It reminded me of having a conversation with a 3-year-old. But why? But why? But why? Why? But why? I was just at the TV yelling.
Let's go to cut 10. This is Jeff Sessions answering questions from Senator King.
Thank you. You testified a few minutes ago. I'm not able to invoke executive privilege. That's up to the president. Has the president invoked executive privilege in the case of your testimony here today?
He has not.
Then what is the basis of your refusal to answer these questions?
Senator Kane, the president has a constitutional...
I understand that, but the president hasn't asserted it.
Well,
you said you don't have the power to assert the power of executive privilege. So what is the legal basis for your refusal to answer these questions?
I am protecting the right of the president to assert it if he chooses. And there may be other privileges that could apply in this circumstance.
All right. That's Jeff Sessions defending himself there. Let's go to your calls now. We got Joe, who's in D.C. this morning. Joe, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. What'd you make of the Sessions hearing yesterday?
Jeff Sessions did an outstanding job. You know, he stood his ground. He was telling them like it is. And you're right. Why? Well, it is what it is. That's why. How about that? So what they need to do is turn the spigot off. And if you don't have anything, we're not addressing this anymore. We're moving forward with the business of the people. The people who elected them, put them in office. They need. I wish I could really tell you what I really think, but I'm going to water it down.
I really appreciate that. I could feel it.
I would be just flipping, doing cartwheels across your office and bumping into every mic you got in the office. They need to leave this alone. President Trump needs to just tell them, enough, I'm working on the economy, I'm working on jobs, I'm working on infrastructure. Look what he already did for the military. Everybody's complaining about what he didn't get done. Let's look at what he did get done. Let's look what he's moving forward with. Listen, he was elected. The 99% spoke. You don't see the 99% protesting down K Street every day. What do you see? The 1%. Because the 99% are happy with what they're doing. They need to turn the spigot off, and they need to just deal with what the American people put them in office for.
Are you, Joe, are you in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue right now? Do you work for the White House? That sounds like the exact...
I'm putting in an application today.
Good for you.
I want to be an advisor for President Trump. You know what? I'll do a good job for him. I'll take the hit, and I'll tell him like it is. And if they don't want to hear it, Turn the volume down.
And by the way,
we're
Joe,
moving forward. Yes.
From now on, we're just going to refer to you as Joey from Brooklyn.
Joey from Brooklyn, you got it.
I got it nailed. I knew it.
They call me Joey Beggs.
Joe, thanks for calling.
They need to move this forward. They got to stop.
There you go.
We're almost into a year of his administration.
All right, thanks, Joe. Thank you so much.
Appreciate that. All right, man, Bob and Alexandria, let's see if you can follow that. Thanks, Bob, for joining us this morning on Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I'll tell you right now, this is a witch hunt, and it just exactly as the previous caller said, they need to turn the spigot off. If anybody's colluding with the Russians, they need to look at their own, the Democrat Party. I mean, our people don't go to Moscow for their honeymoon.
Yes, like Bernie Sanders did. That's right.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Bernie Sanders honeymooned in Moscow. Thank you, Bob. Good point
this
morning.
How about looking into the sale of uranium?
Yeah.
You know, and donations made to the Clinton Foundation. Why don't we look at that?
Oh, it doesn't matter. She's not the sitting president, and this is all politics, Mary. Brian in Mount Airy, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning. Mary, you wanted to know why the Republicans act the way they do?
Yes.
It's because they are as incompetent as the Democrats are malicious. I mean, kudos to Jeff Sessions for standing up to the Democrats yesterday. But generally speaking, the Republicans don't know how to stand up to the Democrats. They don't know how to message like the Democrats. And here they asked us to put them in power. And, what you know, President Trump gets elected. They didn't iron out their health care differences. They weren't ready to roll with health care. They weren't ready to roll with the tax legislation. These guys just don't know how to get the job done.
They do seem like dupes. Like, they just, I mean, they've aided and abetted this entire process, despite the fact that there's no evidence to lead them in this direction, you know?
I want to send them to boot camp. Military boot camp. Make them cry, but make them finally man up. I think that's what they need.
It's definitely not serving the interests of the average American voter, which
no.
I think is sort of their job. 522 on WMAL.
Attention diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
So how does a little extra cash in your pocket each month sound, right? Sounds great, doesn't it? Larry O'Connor here to tell you that if you own a house, listen, because renting with Renter's Warehouse could help you get there. Get that extra cash in your pocket each month. Here's how you do it. First, get the rent-estate advisors at Renter's Warehouse on your side. They do all the hard stuff for you, like finding great tenants in just weeks so your house doesn't sit empty. Renter's Warehouse literally does everything from finding those tenants to 24/7 property management. They take care of it all. In fact, they believe in those tenants so much that they warranty them for free. Yeah, if the renters don't work out, Renter's Warehouse will replace them for free. All this for one flat, low monthly fee. You pay no upfront fees. There's no binding contracts. You can cancel at any time. Here's what you should do, okay? Go to renterswarehouse.com. Just get the information. It's a free home rental price analysis. Do it today. Go to renterswarehouse.com. That's renterswarehouse.com.
Severe back pain doesn't have to rule your life, and it doesn't have to mean surgery. At Inova, a knowledgeable spine intake specialist will guide you to the spine expert best suited for you. And for urgent issues that can't wait for an office visit, you can start the process at any Inova Urgent Care. Visit inova.org/backpain or call 703-776-4700. Inova. Join the future of health.
So Father's Day celebrations are right around the corner, right? But how's your house looking? Are your carpets clean, or do you feel embarrassment when people see all the dirt, mud, and traffic marks, or smell bad odors? Larry O'Connor here, and I have the easy solution. Just call Zero Res. Zero Res, they're the company I use to have my carpets and couches deep cleaned, left looking brand new and smelling fresh again. Zero Res is the best. I can't recommend them enough. Zero Res brings all their own equipment, including their empowered water system, and it's a clean that dries in just a few hours. Zero Res is locally owned and operated by Lindsay and Louis Padilla. They're great. I know them, and I promise you they care about customer delight. They've just given me a special offer for WMAO listeners, a carpet cleaning for just $54 per room. Plus, for a limited time, get 50% off any upholstery cleaning. Minimums apply. Don't wait. Book now. Call 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221. One more time. 703-382-1221 or online at zeroresdc.com. Spell it forwards or backwards. It's the same. Zerorez. We'll be right back.
525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And all right, Vince, good start here. Beltway topside College Park and around in toward 270. 270 itself between Frederick and the Beltway looks good. 395 off the Beltway, 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Not too much to tell you about. Looking good in through town. Crews are looking into a signal light issue heading into Clinton on Route 5, Branch Avenue at Surratt's Road. So get up to the intersection. It's still not working properly. You know the drill. Treat as a four-way stop. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We may see a few showers, thunderstorms come in as we head on through today, mainly later in the day toward the evening hours. Temperatures down into the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in Reagan National, 80 degrees, 525 here on WMAL. Talking about Jeff Sessions' testimony yesterday coming out and saying, look, I didn't collude with the Russians. I can't talk about my detailed conversations with the president, well, not without his permission, at least. And, you know, keep asking me your questions. I'm going to try and answer them the best of my ability. For the most part, defending his honor yesterday. We're finding out from you, though, what you think of the Sessions here. And let's go now to Boyle, who's in Fredericksburg. Boyle, good morning, sir.
Good morning. I'd like to say that Jeff Sessions, you know, he was the standard bearer for the Republican Party for so long. Now he's in the Trump administration, and it's like all of a sudden they want to make him an evil person.
Yes. Yeah, that seems to be the goal.
Yeah, and, you know, John McCain, well, he's like a rattlesnake. You can't trust him in anything. So I just think they need to let this stuff go, get to the business of the people, and the Republicans eventually have to have a backbone somewhere. I'm discussing with every Republican because for the past 10, 12 years now, they've not had a backbone to stand up against the Democratic Party.
Yeah, very few. It's interesting. Very few are taking the position that Louis Gohmert is, for instance, this morning, saying that the special counsel, we just need to drop this nonsense. Why are we doing it? We're finding nothing.
Well, I would like it defined. Thank you so much, Boyle. You're 100% right. I would like them to define exactly what the special counsel is supposed to do, because what I fear, and Republicans are going to sit here and, you know, very innocently do-do-do-do-do, they go, yes, let's have a special counsel because we have nothing to hide. Yay. And so they get the special counsel. They get a guy who's friends with Comey, right, who also interviewed for the FBI job, who didn't get it, interviewed with Trump, so he's got no axe to grind. And we're just going to give him free reign to just investigate anything? Is that what's going to happen? Are there no parameters on this investigation?
Pretty simple.
He could just have this investigation for the next three and a half years of President Trump's administration. And anything that comes up, it'll have to go through a special investigation. That's just exactly what's going to happen.
Give us the scope. That's all we want to know. What's the scope of this investigation? And so far, fewer answers than there should be, probably. 527 now on WMAL.
My friends and realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds are on fire. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. And listen, home sellers, I'm giving you a strong recommendation to call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Call them right now if you're looking to get top dollar for your home and have your home showcased directly to actual home buyers. Yeah, real people looking to buy homes right now. The Reynolds Team's results are staggering. No matter where you live in the D.C. area, you'll get top-level service and higher profits from your sale. Don't go with the agent who's only going to internet market your home. Nah, it's a fact that Sarah and Debbie already have over 5,500 ready home buyers, and they'll sit down and show them to you. All you need to do is pick up the phone and call the Reynolds Team, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. Let me give you that number again, 844-344-SOLD, 844-344-SOLD.
When you need, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Goldbond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Goldbond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Goldbond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. Get unbeatable deals on top quality pre-finished hardwood and bamboo flooring from just $149. $1 off per square foot on beautiful Bellawood hardwood. Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 50% off. And North American and European laminate up to 36% off. Plus, clearance deals on small lots, closeouts, and more from 59 cents at your local store. And special financing. Hurry, get to the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators today.
All right, we've got primary victors in Virginia. We're going to tell you all about them when we return, because these numbers are shocking, and Corey Stewart not giving up the fight just yet. That's all ahead on Mornings on the Mall. But right now, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Ed Gillespie has won the Republican nomination for governor of Virginia. In his victory speech last night, Gillespie acknowledged his opponents and their backers.
For all of those who supported my opponents, Corey Stewart and Frank Wagner, who waged hard-fought campaigns, not only do they appreciate your efforts, but we do too. And we know how tough it is to take a close loss.
Meanwhile, Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam won the Democratic nomination.
It is time for us to get back on offense and stop playing so much defense. It's time for us to be proactive rather than reactive. And I thank you all. We're going to do it together. So let's get it done.
Northam defeated challenger Tom Perriello, who was endorsed by U.S. Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. A massive apartment building fire in West London has claimed a number of lives and left dozens more people injured. Rescuers have been frantically working to reach people believed still trapped inside. Residents of the building had recently expressed concern over its safety, specifically pointing to fire risks. University of Virginia student Otto Warmbier is back in the U.S. for the first time in almost a year and a half after being released by North Korea, where he'd been sentenced to 15 years at hard labor for alleged anti-state acts. But he's in a coma. North Korean officials had an explanation.
They claim that Otto Warmbier actually contracted botulism just after his trial, so back in March of 2016. And then after taking a sleeping tablet, he slipped into a coma and has not woken up since.
Correspondent Paula Hancocks. The man who walked into a D.C. pizza restaurant with a rifle intent on investigating the so-called Pizzagate has now apologized and says in a letter to the judge that he realizes now, quote, just how foolish and reckless he was. Edgar Madison Welch is due to be sentenced next week for that incident. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,328, the Nasdaq at 6220. Sports, Ryan Zimmerman hits his 18th and 19th homers of the year as the Nats beat the Braves. The White Sox extend the Orioles' losing streak to 6. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When visiting Cabinet Discounters Kitchen and Bath Showroom for the first time, many people say, wow, I didn't know you offered so many different products. Some are surprised by the high quality of our products, and yet others didn't realize we actually manufacture granite and quartz countertops in our own local plant. I'm Elaine Mick, inviting you to visit one of our 7 showrooms. Come on in or check out our website, cabinetdiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, and read some of the testimonials from our customers. Whether you need a major kitchen or bath remodel or just a new countertop or vanity, a free consultation with a Cabinet Discounters experienced designer will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at cabinetdiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at cabinetdiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters, great quality, great price.
Chris Plant here. As an avid gun enthusiast, I was thrilled when the nation's most advanced indoor shooting range opened just up the road in Prince William County. Elite Shooting Sports has 42 shooting lanes, all well-appointed with the best equipment available. They offer programs for all skill levels as well as ladies-only classes taught by all female instructors. Looking for a great place to host your next corporate or team-building event? I recommend you choose Elite Shooting Sports. Visit EliteShootingSports.com.
This summer, experience the Open Road in America's luxury brand. With all the style, performance, and perfection you can only get from Lincoln. And Ted Britt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage you can only get from Ted Britt Lincoln of Chantilly. We'll even pick up and deliver your vehicle for all maintenance and warranty service. Make a lifetime of summer memories in your new Ted Britt Lincoln. Customized from the paint to leather with Lincoln Black Label and protected by Ted Britt for Life Lifetime Vehicle Coverage. Shop online now at TedBrittLincoln.com.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's quality education.
UMUC's need and merit-based scholarships can help you afford your degree. Talk to a UMUC advisor to explore the more than 100 scholarships UMUC offers, including the new summer term scholarship. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
5:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And off to a pretty mellow start here for the commute. Just the volume starting to form in the normal areas on Interstate 95, Virginia, pushing through Stafford to Aquia, and again, as you head toward the Occoquan out of Dale City. But really, that's about it. 395, that still looks wide open as I check out the cameras from Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. A little bit of volume for you, D.C. 295 coming south past Benning Road toward East Capitol Street. Beltway, you still check out fine, Maryland and Virginia. Looking at the signal lights, Route 5, Branch Avenue, and Surratt's Road. They were malfunctioning at last check, so be careful through that intersection as crews are aware of the problem and have been trying to work on this. And for Metro Rail, they've had an early start with a delay on the Orange Line, but now resolved. Residual delays to Largo Town Center due to an earlier train malfunction at Vienna. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Front's on the march. Behind that front, we'll see some cooler air or not as warm air come in, especially by tomorrow. Still warm today, but not as hot as yesterday's 95. Scattered showers, thunderstorms, better bet second half of the day in through the evening. 68 overnight tonight, considerably cloudy. Clouds give way to some sunshine tomorrow with a high of 83. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 76 in Herndon, 71 in Waldorf, 79 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning. It is 5:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It is Wednesday. We have a packed show for you today. There's just so much to talk about. To help us out with that, at 6:35, Cal Thomas will be joining us. We'll discuss North Korea and Jeff Sessions with him at 7:35. Dr. Stephen Farnsworth will be with us to give us a lowdown on the Virginia primaries. Apparently, it's over, but it's not over. And at 8:05, David Drucker will be joining us to discuss the testimony yesterday by Jeff Sessions. I'm Mary Walter, sitting next to Vince Colonnese. Good morning,
good morning,
Vince.
Good morning, Mary. You know, we've had the privilege over the last week of speaking to all of the Republican candidates in the Virginia primary process running for governor. And interesting conversations there. And yesterday, of course, was the actual primary. I didn't realize this. Yesterday's elections were the first time that both parties did hold their contests on the same day in the history of the Commonwealth of Virginia. So we had just as a matter of convenience, we had the Democrats and the Republicans run yesterday. Let's start on the Republican side. Ed Gillespie is the numeric winner and the clear favorite to win here now. But it was not as close as, or not as far and spread out as people had expected it would be. I'm looking at the latest numbers that were updated last night, and this may be an older printout, so forgive me for not giving you the most updated numbers here. This is Ed Gillespie coming in with 43.72% of the vote, which it translates into 159,694 votes. Corey Stewart, 155,343 votes, or 42.53%. So that's a difference of 43.72% versus 42.53%. This was virtually within a point, just a little bit over a point, that Corey Stewart was just behind Ed Gillespie in the state of Virginia. And remember, all of the polling up until that Change research poll that we cited when we talked to Ed yesterday morning had suggested that Gillespie was going to easily win this thing, that it wasn't even going to be a contest, that neither Corey Stewart nor Frank Wagner were going to come within spitting distance of Ed Gillespie. And boy, did that turn out to be wrong. The number, I mean, these guys neck and neck yesterday.
I wonder if more people had voted, the numbers would have been different. I kept watching my Twitter feed and the rest of my social media, and people were just posting, this polling place virtually empty. I was number two in this polling place. Not a lot of people. I don't think a lot of people took part in the process yesterday, especially the Republicans. Democrats, I think you said, had more people show up than Republicans. But overall, pretty empty, which, you know what? Whenever I hear those things, especially when you have an open primary state, whenever I hear that, I say, well, you know what? Then don't complain. When you don't like the governor, you don't like what the governor's doing, you have no right to complain at that point because you didn't vote. So,
right. Yes.
You know, I don't want to hear a complaint. Everybody will go, well, I did vote, even whether they did or not.
There's no question. The turnout was low yesterday. And with, let's see, about 360,000 people showing up to vote for the Republican primary. Meanwhile, let's first, before we jump to the Democrats, here, listen a little bit from Ed Gillespie's victory speech last night.
For all of those who supported my opponents, Corey Stewart and Frank Wagner, who waged hard-fought campaigns, not only do they appreciate your efforts, but we do too. And we know how tough it is to take a close loss.
Ed, of course, hoping to coalesce, get Republicans to coalesce behind him, and as he pushes forward to take on of Ralph Northam, who I'll get to in a moment. Corey Stewart not yet giving up the fight, though, although they would have to be under 1% to trigger a recount, which they're not. Just saying, as of this morning, he has not yet conceded and is still holding out hope for the fight. So we'll see whether or not anything changes there. But Ed Gillespie, for now, the primary victor in Virginia, and considered the more moderate of the candidates. Meanwhile, on the Democratic side, Ralph Northam, the lieutenant governor, also considered the more moderate of the two candidates. Tom Perriello, backed by Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, while Ralph Northam was backed by sort of all the establishment and institutional Democrats within the state, including the governor. He wins last night. We believe we have Ralph Northam's piece of Ralph Northam's victory speech last night. Let's listen to that.
It is time for us to get back on offense and stop playing so much defense. It's time for us to be proactive rather than reactive. And I thank you all. We're going to do it together. So let's get it done.
Yeah, so Ralph Northam wants to make the state bluer, and he says last night. And, he ends up winning the race. But now all of this talk, Mary, of we might get like a Corey Stewart versus a Tom Barriello, Trump versus Bernie. Turns out it's the moderates who won.
I'm not surprised. At that, I don't think Virginia is quite ready for Bernie Sanders. I just don't. I don't think Virginia's there. There are a lot of people. Virginia has had a huge influx of population. So a lot of people moving to Virginia. And when that happens, the people who are moving there, which is amazing, it happens in so many states, they tend to be fleeing high tax states. And so they move to a lower tax state or an area where they feel it's a little bit better deal for them. And then they turn and vote for the people who are going to make the state into what they just left. You see it happen all over. It's an amazing phenomenon. You leave where you were, and then you come to Virginia, and then you turn the state blue, which is what you just left.
Ralph Northam with 55.9% of the vote to Tom Perriello's 44.1%.
Congratulations to the victors.
Congratulations. 543 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Marine Corps General Joe Dunford, told a House committee on Monday that the U.S. military's competitive advantage against potential adversaries is eroding. Speaking on the president's fiscal year 2018 defense budget request, the chairman said, quote, "We can maintain our competitive advantage with sustained, sufficient, and predictable funding." You can get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Larry O'Connor here. You know, lately, whenever the topic of healthcare comes up, we hear words like uncertain and expensive. Well, what if I told you that when it comes to my personal healthcare, the words that come to my mind are convenient and caring? That's because my doctor is Dr. Jones with the Concierge Medical Team at Principal Medical Group. Listen, the relationship you have with your doctor is priceless. And as a patient, I know firsthand how the team at Principal Medical Group put me first. Experience convenient appointments, 24/7 direct access to Dr. Jones, and the quality care you deserve. I feel the difference as a patient at Principal Medical Group, and you will too. Don't spend another year getting half the care for twice the price. Invest in your health like I did. Schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones at his McLean office. Call 703-663-8824 or go online to principalmedicalgroup.com. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. principalmedicalgroup.com.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
Listen to the Del Walmsley Show Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland, Silver Spring, Dale Drive, and 29 Colesville Road over near Mrs. Pace Toll House Restaurant. That's where we're dealing with the crash. So if you're coming from Dale Drive, say from Wayne Avenue, you won't be able to get through that intersection. And southbound on Colesville Road, after you pass Sligo Creek Parkway, a little extra volume. You're checking out all the activity. Number of fire and rescue units there at the scene of this crash. Again, Dale Drive and Colesville Road. Interstate 95, let's go Maryland, southbound as you pass 32. Very slow. Crews tell me that the incident's on the shoulder. So from 32 to before 216 in Laurel for the extra slowdown starting. For 270 through Urbana and Hyattstown, pretty normal. Normal start, Virginia on 95 out of Stafford and quiet. No, so far, no incidents reported. And again, once you hit Dale City, heading toward the Occoquan, a little bit below speed. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Front's on the march. Behind that front, we'll see some cooler air or not as warm air come in, especially by tomorrow. Still warm today, but not as hot as yesterday's 95. Scattered showers, thunderstorms, better bet second half of the day in through the evening. 68 overnight tonight, considerably cloudy. Clouds will give way to some sunshine tomorrow with a high of 83. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in the nation's capital, 80 degrees, 547 on WMAL.
This is Mary Walter. If you're interested in sedation dentistry because of dental fear or just need a great caring dentist, do what I did. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
If you walk through the garden.
That should sound familiar to some people. The Wire. Well, the creator of The Wire, David Simon, took to Twitter to encourage anti-Trumpers to, quote, pick up a brick if President Trump fires special counsel Robert Mueller.
Oh, that's nice.
Isn't that nice? Yes, because even though he has every right to fire special counsel Robert Mueller, he is perfectly within his purview as president. And as we discussed earlier, we are not quite sure what they're investigating since we know there's no Russia collusion. We've pretty much proven that point. Here's what he's tweeted out. He said, if Donald Trump fires Robert Mueller and is allowed to do so, pick up a GD brick. That's all that's left to you. So in other words, we need violence now. We need violence in order to do this. So Twitter users called him out for the tweet and said it was threatening. And he just doubled down and he said, well, given that you were provoked to a keyboard, inciting stupidity is a more likely plea bargain in my future.
Well, maybe he just wanted us to help build the wall. He's like, hey, if this doesn't work out, would you go pick up some bricks? Like, everyone just stop by Home Depot on the way, get some bricks, and help me build the wall.
I'm sure that's what he meant, and that's what he'll tell the Secret Service, because he taunted another Twitter user and said, don't just call the Secret Service, you rube. Call the Justice League. They're the first line of defense against disturbing rhetoric. Go big. And so that person did call the Secret Service.
Everybody knows you don't call the Justice League. You call the Avengers. Dummy.
And, boy, let me tell you, talk about, we should do our daily Trump derangement syndrome segment, because there's another example of it. There's apparently a show on Comedy Central called Broad City. Never heard of it. It must air late at night because there are parts of this that I can't even tell you about on the air. So it must air late at night. It comes from Amy Poehler. She is the executive producer, and it follows two weed-smoking 20-year-old actresses living in New York City. And
is it called Broad City because it's all about women?
I'm going to guess, but that's pretty sexist, so
Sounds probably like it.
I can't imagine. A trailer that's season four. Never heard of this show before. Season four, and the two, it starts with, the trailer shows the two women wearing pussy hats at a protest. You know those hats, the kitty hats, you know? The pink ones. Well, I look at them as kittens. That's why they have the little things.
Oh, I see.
You know, that's why they have the ears.
Let's go with that.
That's what it is. A moment later, one of the actresses yells, something I can't read on the air, and then she does something that I can't tell you about on the air. So it's a really great series. But the bottom line, the reason this is in the news, because obviously no one watches it, is because they're just, every time they refer to President Trump, they're just going to bleep out his name. You're reading, Vince just made a face. You got to the point I can't read.
Sorry. It turns out this is like a sexually disgusting show.
It is.
And there are like details about it that we can't actually share on the air. It's so weird.
Especially this time of day. You would lose your breakfast.
So, sorry, to get back to the other point. They're bleeping out Trump's
name?
They're
bleeping out Trump's name. There's no airtime for this orange person in season four of the show. We bleep his name the whole season. Oh, well, aren't you clever?
This is the way that the left treated the Redskins, where, like, you know, Washington's football team, or that president, I think we're going to start getting.
Is that what it is? Where that president?
You can't mention Trump in conversation anymore.
We wrote season four being like, here we go, Hillary for president, according to one of the actresses. But after this game show host became president of our country, we rewrote a lot.
Okay, that part is fun. I like that part. I like the part where they planned an entire show around Hillary Clinton being president, and now they had to rewrite it.
Well, in one episode in season three, one of the characters winds up volunteering for Hillary Clinton's campaign.
Of course.
Of course, right?
Yes.
But here's the thing.
With soft piano music, something inspirational behind it.
They went political in the third season. And they saw a considerable ratings dip in season three. They fell from an average of 1.2 million viewers in its season one debut in 2014 to about 600,000 in March of 2016. So I'm going to guess this show's not long for TV anyway.
Well, this is definitely the first time I've heard of it, but congratulations to Broad City. Staying culturally relevant by attacking the president.
And sexist.
551 now on WMAL. Here is Al Rushbaugh.
In April, Di-Fi did San Fran, and all hell broke out. Dianne Feinstein, a well-seasoned elder senator from California, held a town hall in her hometown of San Francisco. Feinstein told the assembled crowd that she was not on board with single payer, the complete government takeover of health care, either in Washington or California. And that was like waving a red flag at a bull. The lefty mob erupted. They booed. They chanted single payer now. They called Di-Fi a sellout. Not the kind of reception the elder senator is used to from the home crowd. Then on Sunday, Dianne Feinstein, Democrat, told CNN that Loretta Lynch, Obama's attorney general, should be investigated. She said, we need to know more about James Comey's accusation under oath that Lynch pressured him to give Hillary's campaign FBI cover. Di-Fi did say the Lynch investigation should not be part of the Russia investigation, but that won't be enough to save her from what she's about to face. Democrats don't turn on Democrats. That's the rule. No matter how horrible the allegations, no matter how clear the facts, how corrupt the official, Democrats circle the wagons. And they certainly don't call for Democrats to be investigated. Dianne Feinstein had a memory lapse. She forgot to follow the Democrat scandal handbook. And back home, the crazed, unhinged Democrat base is very unforgiving. And she is about to find out.
Rush, noon to 3.
Psst, listen to me.
Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Did you know that in 34% of home invasions, the burglar gets in right through the front door? That's why you need a security system that offers complete coverage for all of your home's access points. Simply Safe Home Security. There are no long-term contracts. Round-the-clock professional monitoring. Only $14.99 a month. Get your Simply Safe system today and stop intruders at the front door. Go to SimplySafeUSA.com to get a special 10% discount. That's SimplySafeUSA.com.
One call could decide your child's future. We're Mathnasium Learning Centers, the world's specialist in teaching math.
We began with a powerful idea. Teach kids math the way that makes sense to them. And kids will actually enjoy math. They'll do more of it, leading to higher and higher levels of mastery. Today, Mathnasium has 700 franchised locations. Find yours at mathnasium.com and make the call that could decide your child's future. Mathnasium. We make math make sense.
When you claim your Social Security benefits, you'll see it's complicated, confusing, and potentially riddled with trapdoors. If you make one simple mistake here, it could easily cost you thousands of dollars every single year. Learn how you could wring every nickel out of your benefits with a complimentary Social Security report from your local Wealth from Wisdom radio show partner right here in D.C. This analysis makes claiming your benefits simple and easy. It could help you maximize your benefits and reduce your taxes. If you've saved $100,000 for retirement, call to get your complimentary Social Security report now at 202-759-2323. Don't leave thousands of dollars on the table. Call 202-759-2323. That's 202-759-2323. Advisory services offered through CWM, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we're rolling. Here we go, 66. Just the volume as we push through Manassas towards Centerville and again in Falls Church, 95. Same story, normal delays here. And I know it's tedious, but through Stafford toward Aquia, get a little break and again in the Woodbridge. Hang tight here through Newington. It was a stalled car, but it looks like they were able to get that to the shoulder. So northbound 95 were bunched up prior to getting to the Beltway. Maryland 95 southbound, south of Route 32. That's where crews are doing a crash cleanup in that stretch. So a quick delay here on 95 south in that stretch. Silver Spring, Dale Drive at Colesville Road. Still watch for the crash, but we have fire and rescue units have left the scene. Just police left there. So it's still a bit of a distraction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Trying to break the heat after 95 hot ones yesterday. Scattered storms, 87 for today's high temperature. We'll be down to near 83 tomorrow with clouds early afternoon sunshine. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now in the nation's capital, 80 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Dove Men Plus Care.
Did you hear that 91% of guys that use Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant recommend it? Dove Men Plus Care user Rob said it's like the Hoover Dam, but for his armpits. Well, if it can hold back that much sweat, Rob, it must be good. Pick up some new Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant for yourself at your local retailer.
So how does a little extra cash in your pocket each month sound, right? Larry O'Connor here to tell you that if you own a house, listen, because renting with Renter's Warehouse could help you get that extra cash in your pocket each month. Here's how you do it. First, get the rent estate advisors at Renter's Warehouse on your side. They do all the hard stuff for you, like finding great tenants in just weeks so your house doesn't sit empty. Renter's Warehouse literally does everything from finding those tenants to 24/7 property management. They take care of it all. In fact, they believe in those tenants so much that they warranty them for free. Yeah, if the renters don't work out, Renter's Warehouse will replace them for free. All this for one flat, low monthly fee. You pay no upfront fees. There's no binding contracts. You can cancel at any time. Here's what you should do, okay? Go to renterswarehouse.com. You'll get a free home rental price analysis. Do it today. Just get the information, and then you can make your decision. Renterswarehouse.com. Or call them, 202-625-4370. You'll speak to a rent estate advisor right now.
Weak economic data has led to interest rates falling back to the lowest levels in a year. This is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and if you're one of the many who procrastinated and didn't take advantage of the lowest rates in history, this is your last window of opportunity. Call me, Mark Livingstone, at 202-625-1221. We'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station. That's 202-625-1221, or log on to cornerstonefirst.com.
Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. In addition to everything else going on, they have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
An effective defense often hinges on sophisticated strategies relating to income tax projections, business valuations, spousal support claims. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters. matters. And that's why it's so important to hire someone that has those skills.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men protect their financial interests, particularly in the face of complex asset division. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. That's 571-446-ALL-ZEROS. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
I'm a wine lover, not quite a connoisseur. So thankfully, there's The Wine Outlet, a neighborhood wine shop that isn't intimidating.
We love how friendly and helpful they are.
Their wine selection and prices are amazing.
Craft beer, too.
And Fridays and Saturdays, they have tastings and creative pairings.
I really love shopping The Wine Outlet on those days.
The Wine Outlet. Big box prices, small store service. Locations in Vienna, McLean, and now Great Falls. And coming to a neighborhood near you. Visit wine-outlet.com.
Here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Well, should Congress give up their August recess? There is a growing movement for that, and we'll tell you who is behind it and who's not.
And Cal Thomas is stopping by. It'll be nice to hear from him. That's all ahead on Mornings on the Mall. But right now, WMAL News is next at 6 o'clock.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9.